off last time speaking about the dinim about hachazar. What we explain in basic, without getting into all the different appliances and all the different details that we'll get to afterwards, or mostly I'll take the personal questions afterwards, but I just want to get down the basics beforehand. What we set up last time is that you have a matzav of shahir. Even if you're not going to do a pa'ula, there are certain ways we learned 2 shiurs ago that you can leave things on the fire that we have to ensure and make sure that you're not going to change the level of the fire, change the dial, and therefore make sure that there's enough of a hecker, enough of a reminder, and we explained where those reminders have to be and when those reminders do not have to be. In certain scenarios, you're not necessarily going to need them. However, if you are going to do a pa'ula on Shabbos, namely you're going to take it off from that matzav of shahiyah and put it back on the fire, whoa, that's very serious. Now you're actually being not passive but active. So therefore, we're going to add on a lot more list of things that are requirements in order to enable you to do that, and that is what's called the tna'e, the conditions of hachazara. Hachazara is only mutter in a limited sense. And last week we went through Odubiyadu, Daitala Hachzir, Garapakatam, we went to Odukham, we went through all the different Vushakot circle, all the different conditions that a person has the ability to put it back on, and that's why it's going to be more severe. Now, before we get to our main question that we ended off last year, that we ended off in a cliffhanger, because basically what I'm saying is right now, if it's not directly connected from a situation that I was sitting on the fire, but your mom is putting something as a new from the fridge onto the fire, the way we ended up last time, not only if the thing is cooked, even if it's not only if it's not cooked, that you're not worried about bishul, even if it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to put something on a flame, yesh me'ayin. You're not allowed to put something even on a blech, yesh me'ayin. This is the confusing part. Rabbi, I don't understand. Shehiyah is mutter with a blech. Hachazara is not mutter with a blech, but it's covered. What's the answer? Hachazara is worse because active. Hachazara have more conditions. So therefore, this is the main, Rabosai, make this chiluk in boldface in your notes. Do not carry over from Shehiyah and Hachazara. Just because something's good in one does not necessarily mean something is good in the other. And this is the situation why many situations, because if you think about it, when we break down all the dinim that I told you about Shehiyah, about things resting on the flame from before Shabbos, especially the chillin, Rabosai, even when there's no blech, we had a lot of things to rely on. Number one, this thing could already be half-cooked. Number two, this thing might only be used, I said, b'dieved, if you're invited to someone's house and they didn't have a blech, but it was left over the whole night, so therefore you have the hagos hashri that the Bi'ur Halacha quotes. You have so many things to rely on in a matzav of shehiyah if there's actually not being any activity done. However, when it comes to this issue, when there's an action, so the Narbosa, this is where things get complicated. Namely, if I would say it in other words, Shabbos morning, what? Heating up food. And what is the halacha if hachazar is done, even if it's done b'shoigeg? Even if it's done b'shoigeg, food is aser. It's complicated. That makes things complex. Someone threw something in the oven and heated it up, and now it's heated up. That's problematic. Okay? So now, we want to know, I know there are going to be situations, we're both saying, this comes up with everyone, but there are situations, and we can talk privately as we did in the past, and you know, different eitzas in terms of that, but for the basic shear, in those things, for sure, in your own homes, once you're balabatim, and you're going to have your own homes, Amir Tzashem, you want to stay away from any of these issues and make sure that hachazar is not going to be violated and you're not going to be doing a nesina lechatchila, putting something up as of new, without the heter. So right. So those are not usually recommended. But let's go. Let's think of what we can do. So the Bi'ur Halacha introduces the following issue. Tell her you'll call her back later.
No, that's okay.
Kavanat Torah. I know. Tell her Kavanat Torah. I'll tell her.
I'll
we introduced this whole concept that a blech is not going to help. Yet, the Mechaber comes along the Bir Halacha. I believe it's in Simen Reishon and Gimel, this Bir Halacha. It's a very important Bir of Halacha. That he quotes a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a fascinating stira. Although, based on what I'm saying, right, you have burners, right? Right? And let's pretend this is like a metal plate on top of the burners, which we're calling the blech. Okay? Now, the fact that I put a pot on top of the blech on top of the burners, is that going to help me for hachazara? The answer is no. Yet, the Mechaber says, if I put it on top of a gedera, then the Mechaber talks about things heating up on Shabbos on top of a gedera. So comes along the Bir Halacha, quoting from the Dago Mervava, who's the Noda B'Yehuda, and the Prima Gadim, that there seems to be a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Are you allowed to put things on the fire? Or are you not allowed to heat things up Shabbos morning? Wow. If we could resolve this question, and we could figure out what the answer that the Bir Halacha is going to quote La Halacha, so then this could totally change our Shabbos morning. So comes along the Dag Mervava, and he says that what? That the difference is, you know, I'm just going to quote the one that the Bir Halacha passes. The Dag Mervava has his answer that it's on top of a kedera, which is different. but the Prima Gadim says and qualifies that it's only mutter if the kedera, and now you're putting an additional kedera on top, is filled with food. What do I mean? Make sure everyone understands what I'm saying. Again, instead of putting it on top of a blech, says the Prima Gadim, says the Bir Halacha, that if the bottom item that's on top of the fire is already a pot that has food within it, so now for me to put my pot that I want to heat up, my kugel that I want to heat up, my food that I want to heat up, assuming it's not liquid, because that would be an issue of bishul achar bishul, because it's what? And it's not in legamre, and that's an issue of bishul, that's not a drabanan issue, that potentially is a more serious issue. So therefore, I'm allowed to put it on top of a kedera, but says the Prima Gadim, the kedera has to be what? Filled with food. Why? What's the difference? Says the Prima, Rabosa, you have to go back to the details, and this is why we had to learn the basics of what things are asur for. If you look back in your notes from last week, what is the issues with Shehiyah? Why is it that if I leave something uncovered and flames uncovered from before Shabbos, what were Chazal concerned about?
Stoke the
coals. That's what the Gemara calls Gzeira Shemiyachata. Maybe you're going to change the dial, maybe you're going to stoke the coals in the times of the Gemara. Now, we introduced last time that when it comes to Achazara, there was one reason brought down in the Rishonim, but then there was another reason brought down in the Rishonim. What was the other reason?
It looks like cooking.
Mechse kemevashe. Says the Prima Gadim that what? When you're cooking in such an... The Mechaber must have held. When you're cooking on top of a kedera, does anyone usually put things on top of a kedera that's filled with food? No. The answer is no. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, not only are you not going to stoke the coals, but it's also not going to look like cooking in such a manner, and therefore, such a nesina will be mutter even lechadchila straight from the fridge. So therefore, what I need is a matzav, is a situation that, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the thing that's sitting on the fire, even if there's no blech there technically, if it's sitting on the fire, but it has food within it and it's a pot, and now I put my pot on top of that, so that would be something that's mutter. That's what's called in Halacha, the basic, this is how this developed. There's this thing that's thrown around in Halacha, it's called Kedera Gabe Kedera. Where did it come from? It came from this issue. The Mefarshim asked the Stir in Shulchan Aruch, how come in one place the Mechaber says you're not allowed to put something onto a fire even if there's a blech there? How come in another place the Mechaber said you're allowed to put something on the fire And there's a difference. So says the Prima Gadim, because there's a difference. One is a Kedera and one is not a Kedera. You look at the case, the Mechaber's talking about a Kedera. The Dalgum Revavu was of the opinion, Morty, and this is important for Svardin, that what, even if the first Kedera doesn't necessarily have food in it, said the Dalgum Revavu that would be something that's permitted. However, the Prima Gadim says, no, if you read the Mechaber is talking about a Kedera Agabi Kedera, which means you're putting your second Kedera, your thing that you're trying to heat up, on top of a Kedera. Therefore, that first Kedera that has to be look abnormal and not the classic way of cooking, and really more than just a reminder and a covering, but it's really totally abnormal, no one's going to stoke the coals, no one's going to think you look like cooking, because there is what? Underneath this, there is something that is in a pot. Lemushel, a crock pot, has chulent heating up in the crock pot. I want to heat up my kugel Shabbos morning for the meal. If I put it directly, no blechs, I put it directly on top of the crock pot, so that would be a kedera agabe kedera. Again, I would say that you should ideally have your crock pots always, again, my eitz is you should always have the lining anyways on the inside and the outside for whatever comes up. You just automatically, going into Shabbos, the poskim say like this. Going into Shabbos, the dial, the little thing on the front, you have a little piece of tin foil right there, and then you have lining on the inside that the lining folds over. But Lamaisa, just to take, I'm going to take it in a second, just to stick to the point. So therefore, if you have a kdera, I'll have a kdera. Rabose, this is where one of you brought up a few weeks ago the following invention. I just erased a picture of two burners with the metal blech. That's the classic blech. The metal sheet, the blech. Okay? Came along some companies and came up with the following contraption. I just want you to understand where the contraption was coming from. Again, two burners, okay? Now we have the blech, right? So instead of it just being a metal sheet, a piece of metal that's just covering, which is the classic blech, what they made is they made it to be able to be a receptacle. Basically, it was like a tray. Okay, have you ever seen this?
No.
Is that like an inverted gun?
No. I'm sure you guys have seen this.
No.
Give me a second.
Is that 3D or?
I'm trying. Whatever. I used to be good at this. Well, my say, yeah, it's 3D. So it has a toch, basically. It has it's a receptacle. It has the ability to hold something. It's not just a flat sheet. It's not just a flat piece of metal. It actually has some sort of inside that you can put something in. So what do you want to put in? So then what they did was So what am I doing? I'm not putting the pots inside the thing. What am I putting inside the thing? Water. I put water. It's called the kedera blech. Then I put water inside. Then what do? Then I have another piece of metal that like kind of fits in the rectangle that has walls on the side, and then you put it on top, and then you put it on top, and you sandwich the two together. So basically, I have a metal piece on the top, a metal piece with walls on the bottom. It sandwiches together, and what's held in the middle? Water. What do you accomplish by such a contraption, Rabosai? Just understand. You just made a kedera with your blech. You just made a kedera agabe kedera. Exactly. You just made a kedera agabe kedera. You just made a kedera agabe kedera. Listen. We'll get to it after. You just made a kedera agabe kedera. That's exactly what we're introducing, Rabosai. So there are these poskim that held that this was acceptable. What was why did poskim go against this? Why did Rabbi Yashiv reject this? Rabbi Yashiv rejected it because he held that in order to fulfill the Prima Gadim, that it has to be a kedera agabe kedera, it has to be actually food that people would eat. And if no one's going to actually drink this water that's actually going to be drunk, so that's being cooked, so then that doesn't count as a kedera. Rabbi Herschel Schechter does not agree with that shot. He thinks that there's not necessarily water is water. It's cooking on top of the kedera blech. Rabbi Schechter told me that the Kedera Blech is acceptable, and that would be a Kedera Agave Kedera. So that's just one contraption that I'm not only telling you, again, I want to stay away from all the practical appliances, we'll talk about that in a second, but just for you to understand where it's coming from in terms of the Kedera Agave Kedera, this was one form of having a Kedera Agave Kedera that automatically then you will just be able to what? If you accept this, to just take it out of the fridge and reheat on top of it, assuming there are no issues of Bishul, because it's so abnormal, it's so removed from the classic, just putting on a fire and it doesn't even look like cooking. There were poskim, Rav Osai, and I'm not getting into what you should rely on. I'm not getting into different poskim. There are different poskim in this yeshiva that quote different things. There were poskim that, again, when it came to a non-adjustable hot plate, Willig's of this opinion, or Moshe Feinstein writes like this in the tshuva, that said that because a hot plate that's not adjustable is also not cooked on and is not looking like Bishul, so that accomplishes exactly what the Prima Gadim is saying, that you can put it, as long as not adjustable, it doesn't have any of these issues of Shemi Yechate or Mechzik Vashel, and that will be Mutter. Even if one doesn't rely on that in their own home, it's definitely important to keep that in mind because of what we said, Rabbi Osei, which is guaranteed to be on your Bechina. What do you always need in your back pocket in order to be mutter to eat the food b'di'eved? There has to be a shita of the poskim that holds like that's accepted. That's accepted at least according to those poskim, even if it's not accepted because ma'aseh Shabbos b'di'eved. When I'm invited to someone's house, as long as I have that and I know about that, boom, I can eat the food. So that's important, whether or not you hold like that or not. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa did not accept that opinion. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said, even if one has a non-adjustable hot plate, they need something in addition, and we view that as the fire, and just a fire that's covered, and gara fakatum, and we know fire that's covered, fire that's gara fakatum, is that sufficient for achazara? Is that sufficient for nesina lechatchila? The answer is?
No.
Say it with confidence. No. So therefore, good Gary. So therefore, you needed something else. So what's the best thing that you have? Something else to have some sort of kedera that's sitting on top of the. I'm getting to it in a second. To have some sort of kedera. Tell me if I'm right. To have some sort of kedera that's sitting on top of the fire, that now you're putting on top of that kedera this food. However, came along the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and in a lot of the seminaries, the girls are taught this. Rabbi Sachs, who used to be a Rav in this yeshiva, used to quote this Lechatchila that people could rely on. I think it's a very...
No.
No. Rabbi Yonis is Sachs. He quoted this La'alacha, and the Shmir Shabbos quotes this La'alacha. Shabbos Kilchasa. Some poskim don't like it, but for sure, b'di'evit, it's nice, and it's a lot of girls learn it. By the way, it's very impressive. I was actually even speaking to some of the women Boker of the Shabbos. Girls tend to really know this stuff because they learn it well in seminaries and Baruch Hashem, you know, thank God for that because they really have to know this stuff. So a lot of the seminaries teach that instead of, if you don't have a matzah of a kedera or like something like that's a pot filled with a food that's cooking, so in order to fulfill the Prima Gadim Shita, you can do it by the following. You have a hot plate, and then on top of the hot plate, you invert a pan. So that's abnormal. It's not the classic way of cooking. It's an additional pecker that the chiddush is, here's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though the Prima Gadim said classically that what the Dagam Ravava assumed, that just to have one pot is enough, even if there's no food, says the Prima Gadim, that's not sufficient. And you have to make sure that there's food in the first pot. And Rav Yashiv and Rav Shechter is going to have a machlokas whether or not water that's not going to be drunk is going to be suitable and fit for that. But you have to have food. So therefore, comes along the post, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and suggests that an inverted pot accomplishes that same abnormality and that same super hecker. That this is totally distinct and not classically used, and that's, I would say, majority, because that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa suggested, and that's what a lot of the seminaries teach. I think that's what a lot of homes rely on, and it's pretty simple that you have a hot plate that's underneath, and you have a, or for that matter, a blech, and on top of that you have an inverted pan, And then that's already, according to these poskim, would be considered gdeira al gabe gdeira, and therefore you could heat up from the fridge, and it's very simple to do. Just for me, in my opinion, you know, although, you know, some people didn't like it, and some people are not crazy about it because it's a mechudash, but just practically, it's just very, very simple. And it's just very easy to do, and it could heat up the food. So it's pretty solid. It's not hard to do, Rabosai. It's just a few things that you have to remember, and then you can take care of it. Ezra.
Do the pans have to be on before Shabbos, or you can put them on Shabbos?
The pan?
Like the
inverted pan?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. No. There's a general question of whether you're not even not only by the pan, but let's say, I mean, you're talking about the inverted pan. If you have a pan without food, so you can't cook that up on Shabbos, right?
Right.
So you can't put that on the fire. If you have an inverted pan. So the Chazon Ish, let's say, I have a better question for you. What about for Shehiyah? What about a blech?
You don't need that.
So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that you have to be concerned when it comes to the metal blech, that you might actually be mavir the metal, that the metal might come to be like a red hot and red flames, and you're gonna. A lot of the poskim, I think Moshe and a lot of other poskim, were not as convinced, and therefore they even allowed to put the metal, and we're not concerned that you're gonna be mavir the metal. You could even put on a blech before, but for sure, if you have a blech, or you could put the inverted pan on Shabbos. Yeah.
You can
sure.
Transfer from Shehiyah to Achzara, technically, like Friday night, you could have the hot plate and have your soup, let's just say it was boiling before Shabbos, just put it straight on the hot plate without a metal cup, without an inverted pan, you could have that. And then on Shabbos day, you could just use that same thing. And
you want to know if you could switch blechs?
No, you just have a hot plate, but on Friday night, you just use the hot plate and on Shabbos day, just put the metal inverted pan on and you have food.
As long as.
Yeah.
As long as there's an inverted pan on there,
yeah,
so
exactly.
It's no different than putting it from the fridge.
I'm saying for Shehiyah, you don't need an inverted pan.
Right. So, you're saying if you want to do what Ezra just said, if you want to make, 100%.
With water?
100%.
Also?
What?
Would that be like the liquids also if you put it on top of like an inverted pan, let's say? Or that actually be
no,
like,
because that's still... No. Rabosai, this is what I want you to get down. Rabosai, everything over here is assuming... There is no Isser Bishel going on. But if that's why we had to learn all the background about the basics of Bishel. If you are going to be Mevashel, and it's not talking about a Dover Yovich, but it's a Dover Lach that's coming from the fridge, and this thing fully cooled up, and it's Nistanon Legamre, and it's cool, and now you're going to put it on the fire, I don't care how many pots you have this on top of, Lamaisa, this thing is getting heated up, so very nice, you turned on the car with your tooth. But who cares? You're driving a car. Lamaisa, you're heating up food. So I don't care whether I didn't violate the Issa D'Rabbanan of Achazara. But you might have violated an Issa D'Oraisa of Bishul. You don't need directly on the fly flame. The Torah never talks about Heker. The Torah, these are all in the D'Rabbanan parshas of Chazal worrying about Havara and Kibui and lowering and raising a flame. Everyone's assuming everything is not an issue of Bishul. That's for sure that any time you're going to have a potential issue of we spoke about all of these herbals, and this is going to be on your Bechina, about gravy, about sauces, about all these things, that potentially there's an issue with Bishul, nothing to talk about on the blech. Yeah. Or even on the Kedera blech. Yeah.
In a warming drawer, why wouldn't you have to do the inverted pan?
I'm not paskin that you don't, and there are many of our poskim that will say that you do. The rationale for a person to be lenient, which is the opinion of some opinions, is that a warming draw is something that's not cooked, and therefore would be more similar to the rationale of Rav Wulig and Rav Moshe about the hot plates.
Right, in a warming
draw. No one cooks in a warming draw.
Less than on a hot plate? Like, on a
hot plate. No, it's definitely not less than a hot plate. It's the same.
So what?
No.
So they're saying that no one would...
Anyone who heats up things in a warming draw, I think, would be willing to... heat up thing on a non-adjustable hot plate.
The inverted pan is only on a blech, not on a hot plate.
No, that's not true.
That's what you said.
No, Rav Willick says you don't even need an inverted pan on a non-adjustable hot plate.
Yeah.
You just said the inverted pan.
No,
according to Rav Willick.
Not
according to Shmir Shabbos Kol Chazan. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chazan, you need the inverted pan on both.
That's the opinion that you're talking about. That would be
right.
Okay
so he's so Moshe's saying Moshe's asking, are there people that will not put things directly on a non-adjustable hot plate and not necessarily, and not like Ray Willig's opinion,
right.
But they'll be makel about a warming draw. I don't think so.
No.
I think if you're makel by a warming draw, then you're makel by a hot plate. I think it's the same rationale. Yeah.
If you haven't
and by the way, Maimar Muzia, people don't realize, even the warm and draw of your Mako, you still have to make sure that the dials are covered, which is not so simple to do. Yeah.
If you have an adjustable hot plate, but the dials are covered, or a hot plate, or a warm and draw, the dials are covered, then do you need to have the inverted pan? Then would a Willick thing apply?
I'm potentially suggesting that even in a situation... Oh, you're asking a Korintori Willick. Korintori Willick.
I want to know what you can rely on.
Korintori Willick, if you have an adjustable hot plate. Let's take an adjustable hot plate.
Yeah.
If you have an adjustable hot plate, and then... So then you cover the knobs.
Right.
You have to cover the knobs.
Right.
And then once you cover the knobs, now you put an inverted pan on top of the... On top of the hot plate, then it will be good.
I'm asking what
it's garnet for cutting.
No.
He asked for an adjustable hot plate.
But according to a Willick, with an adjustable hot plate, you would need the pans.
I think so. Yeah, because he holds once it has an adjuster, so then it becomes
even
it becomes
the,
more.
Even if the
dials
are covered,
it wouldn't help for looking like visual. Because it would still look like visual, even if it's on top of the left, no.
Not necessarily. You could argue that no one cooks on hot plates, even if it's an adjustable. Might just be an issue of hafazar.
Also another question.
But yeah, but that, I would suggest that in a such a situation that even on a hot plate you should have a... Honestly, personally... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
On a crock pot...
Your phone's broken.